New Delhi. India marked its 79th Independence Day on Friday with grandeur and patriotic fervor. The celebrations at the historic Red Fort were infused with a strong message on national security as Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his 12th consecutive Independence Day address. Modi warned Pakistan that India will no longer tolerate nuclear threats or cross-border terrorism. Continuing his annual tradition, the Prime Minister arrived at the Red Fort wearing a vibrant and eye-catching turban, a signature element of his Independence Day attire. This year, he donned a striking saffron turban, a choice that has over the years become a much-anticipated feature of the celebrations, symbolizing regional pride, cultural richness, and the festive spirit of the occasion. The day's events began at 9 a.m. with a ceremonial guard of honor by the armed forces and Delhi police, followed by the hoisting of the national flag. The national anthem was accompanied by a 21-gun salute, while Indian Air Force helicopters showered flower petals over the assembled crowd. The ceremony concluded with the release of tricolored balloons into the sky. Stringent security and traffic curbs were enforced across the capital. The Delhi Traffic Police barred commercial vehicles from entering the city from Thursday night and restricted movement on the ring road towards Raj Ghat for VIP convoys. Seating at the Red Fort was carefully arranged to ensure clear views for all attendees. A highlight of this year's program was the presence of 210 panchayat representatives from 28 states and union territories, many of them women credited with improving rural infrastructure and governance. They attended with their spouses and nodal officers, totaling 425 guests. On Thursday, they were felicitated by the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, which launched the i-powered Sabasar app and released the 16th edition of Gramaday Sankalp magazine under the theme, Atmanirbhar Bharat, Viksit Bharat Ki Pehchan. PM Modi's address, New Normal and Security Policy. In a combative address, PM Modi hailed the armed forces for the success of Operation Sindoor, launched in retaliation for the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack. India has decided it will not fall for nuclear threats anymore. We will not differentiate between terrorists and those supporting them, he said, adding that the military would determine the response to any future provocation. The Prime Minister also criticized the Indus Waters Treaty as unjust and unreasonable, warning that India may review its obligations if Pakistan continues to back terrorism. Blood and water won't flow together, he reiterated. President's Eve address and reception. On Thursday, President Draupadi Murmu addressed the nation, praising India's firm response to terrorism, urging good governance, and calling for zero tolerance towards corruption, invoking Mahatma Gandhi's words to inspire citizens to weed out corruption from public life. Declaring Independence Day, a festival of 140 crore resolutions, PM Modi urged citizens to work towards building a self-reliant, developed India by 2047. The country's security, sovereignty, and dignity will never be compromised, he affirmed, as the nation entered its 80th year of freedom.